Now, when you said that you had just a little.
We were talking about sassafras.
Yeah, sassafras root. And so you have tasted that tea. And
I don't drink lots of it because it used to, your mama would save those roots till spring and she'd put the sassafras tea to you to thin your blood down, get you ready for summer.
Oh, really? To thin your blood?
They really believed it, and I've never heard a doctor deny it. But what was good, it was a good blood thinner. And lots of iron in it. They learned that from the Indians.
Uh-huh, they learned that from the Indians. Oh, what about a kind of bush or a vine that'll make your skin break out when you rub up against it?
You mean the poison oak or poison ivy?
Poison oak or poison ivy. How about types of berries that you might have around here?
Wild or tame? Or both?
For both, mm-hmm.
Well, we have the blackberry, which is universal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the dewberry that grows on the railroad down some places. It's a bush that grows down on the ground. Real fine berries.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the strawberries and the tame blackberries and the Himalaya berries,
mm-hmm.
and the raspberries,
mm-hmm.
and the boysenberries. Maybe more.
Now, if you were talking about the berries that grew in the woods that you weren't supposed to eat because they'd kill you, you'd say they were.
It says poison.
Poison. You ever heard of a bush up in the mountains called mountain laurel?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar with it.
How about a tree that's got big green leaves and big white flowers? Shiny green leaves.
Mistletoe?
No, a tall tree that's got, you may not have around here. It's got big white flowers. The flowers smell good and shiny leaves.
We don't have them.
Okay.
I don't believe we have those.
Now, when the old people.
Of course, I don't know everything now, remember.
Well, if you don't know it, then it's not here. I'm going to get it to think that. If the old people, especially, were talking about, like a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I've got to go ask my
husband.
Did you ever hear old people using any other term besides my husband?
Old man.
Old man?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Old man.
How about for what the man would say? I've got
old woman.
You've heard old woman. Now, a woman who's lost her husband, whose husband has died, would be called a
widow. You know, here of late, where they've defined, you know, what is a widow and what is a widower and what is divorcee and this, that, and the other, until it sort of got me mixed up on them. But we all, when their husband died, we always called them a widow.
Mm-hmm.
But and we also called them a widow if they were separated from their husband, divorced.
Uh-huh.
We'd call them a widow, but
you call them a widow?
They don't call them that now.
Uh-huh.
We call them what, divorcee, don't they?
Uh-huh.
See,
uh-huh.
But we called them a widow because
did?
They didn't have a husband.
Uh-huh.
I say we. I'm talking about before my time and when I was a child.
When you were talking to your daddy, what did you call him?
I called him Papa.
And when you were talking to your mother?
Mama.
And how about to your grandparents?
I called them Grandpa and Grandma. That was almost 100% accepted around here. Up until I married and had my own children, my wife and I decided we'd go a little modern if our children called us mother and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of embarrassed me, you know, to be called that.
Uh-huh.
Because everyone that I knew, except what we call the ups from the city, you know, this, that, and the other, they'd call them father. I knew one family that called, one fella that called his dad, mother, father, and mother.
Mm-hmm.
And Wally calls me father a whole lot. Wayne called me Bert a whole lot. But